billion viewers during the month of April. That's according to Nielsen. Now, CNN's most watched show was Anderson Cooper 360, which had an average audience of 1.1 million people. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
President Donald Trump is sending a plan to Congress that calls for the stripping of more than $15 billion in previously approved spending. Now the hope is this will temper some conservative angst over the ballooning budget deficits. One of the other things that has a lot of Republicans scratching their heads is why there's not been money allocated in the budget for the wall. Well, Mick Mulvaney is the Director of Office and Management Budget. He joined Fox Business and explained exactly what's going on with the wall and the funding.
Why couldn't we get 25 in? Because Congress wouldn't give it to us. We've asked for between 20 and 25 for all of the wall construction, and Congress simply refused to do that. We begged them, literally, to try and work with us on coming up with a fix for DACA and for immigration that would allow us then to package that with spending for the wall, and they simply refused to do it. I continue to believe the Democrats do not want an immigration fix before the election because they want it as an issue. We want to fix things. They want to run on elections. Anyway, so for this year, again, we've asked for about $1.7 billion at least in the budget that we're working on now. The money from 17 is already on the ground. Wall is being built today. There's 30-foot wall going up along the border. The money that we just got in the Omni is starting to flow through the system. So it's not like there's no money being spent on a wall. It is. What we've asked for is all of the money for all of the wall at one time, and they've simply refused to work with us.
And back on this date in 1886, Atlanta pharmacist John Pemberton invented Coca-Cola. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and you're listening to the Hunter and Chamber Radio podcast, and you're also hopefully watching us as well. This file is available on Teachable Moments in Business on Gmail, on Google, and on Facebook, and you can copy the link if you like and share it with other people. And this program will also be recorded on the Chamber Radio website, which can be found by clicking through the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. So I'm very happy today to have a guest, somebody who I've met recently. We don't know each other too well, so after this today, we'll get to know each other pretty well, I think. And I want to welcome Andrew Giussani, who is my guest. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here because I'm always curious about people that I meet in networking events. You and I met at BW Nice, and I know you've been very active in that organization for quite some time. And that's a whole other story. But I've actually had the founder come to our to be interviewed several times, which has been wonderful. But Andrew owns a business in called
Divorce.
Divorce. I'll be okay.
You don't want to say the word.
It's been maybe that's it. Divorce with Dignity Mediation Services. And I can't say I've ever met anybody that, first of all, I don't know many people that are divorced. And secondly, I never thought of anybody serving as a mediator in those very difficult situations. So you're going to be telling us more about what you do, the kind of clients that you serve, and I'm fascinated to really learn more about all of this. So before we get into the program, we do have a word from one of our sponsors, and we'll have a weather report.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington, New Jersey. And the weather today is really nice, and it's all clear. It'll be clear this evening with a low of about 47 degrees. Tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 76, and it'll be calm wind. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of about 51 degrees. So you've got some very good sleeping weather coming along here, which is great. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers, however, and thunderstorms after noon. So if you have things to do outside, I recommend that you get out early on Thursday morning. And we will have a high of about 75 degrees. So when we come back later on in this program, I'll give you an extended weather forecast. So thank you for being here, Andrew Dasani. And she is an entrepreneur. How long have you owned your business?
Well, I've been doing this for 21 years.
And you have?
Yes.
Yeah, so, oh, my goodness.
So this is a change in career for me. My first part of my career, I worked in banking. So I worked for J.P. Morgan and Pricewaterhouse. And so 21 years ago, a light bulb went off that I wanted to work for myself, and I explored different careers, and I kept coming back to divorce mediation. I had gone through my own divorce through mediation a couple of years prior in 1994, and I kept thinking I can do it better. And so I went for training and put out my shingle, and so I've been doing that since.
Here you are. Wow. Now, I guess that was one of my questions. How did you learn to be a mediator?
So first thing is, having gone through my own divorce through mediation, I was at least exposed to the field. I never had heard of divorce mediation before, just as you hadn't.
Yeah.
And so I took training, and I took my training with the Center for Family and Divorce Mediation in New York. It's not a long training, but it's a long road to really become accomplished as a mediator. And then I volunteered in Hudson County Court in the Family and Divorce Parenting Program, mediation program, as I set up my practice. And you start slowly, you grow organically. And my first year, I did a handful of cases, and I struggled through them because it was really learning as you're going on.
Sure.
And there is certainly a learning curve to this, but I also now teach in two programs the same class that I took
years
ago.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So
you teach over in Hudson County, or
I teach first for the Bar Association. They have a divorce mediation class, and then I'm past president of New Jersey Association of Professional Mediators, and we also run our same class. It's a 40-hour intro class. People think you can hit the ground running, and for some people they can, but mostly it gives you an overview of the mediation process, the language, some of the mediation skills, some of the overview of the psychological impact of divorce on children, and then you have to figure out what else you need to do. But in New Jersey, as in most states, there are no licensing requirements to do private mediation. Now, if you want to do court-ordered mediation, and I'm on a court roster, there are different requirements. But
that's interesting. So are there other states that do have a certificate required for somebody that does this?
In most states, if you're doing private mediation, there are no licensing requirements. There are a few states, such as Virginia, where there are some requirements in order to set up shop.
Interesting.
But it is something where, because it's an unlicensed profession, you need to look at, for instance, New Jersey Association of Professional Mediators has an accreditation process. So you'll see after my name the initials APM. That's Accredited Professional Mediator. That is their credential. And I'm also on the New Jersey court roster. We have a program called the 1:40 program. So even though there are no licensing requirements for a private mediator, to be on a court roster, there are some qualifications you need.
Don't you find that, first of all, having been through the divorce yourself and then having worked with so many clients at this stage of the game, that the longer you do it, the more knowledge you gain, the more you're comfortable in helping people and finding avenues for them to pursue?
The more you do, the more accomplished you are. It's like a pilot. You know, they're, in order to really reach certain levels of accomplishment, you need certain number of hours.
Yeah.
So that is really helpful. But I'll tell you, every case is different. It's not something that after a while you can do this with your eyes closed. You really have to be, you know, really there when you're mediating because you never know what's going to walk in the room.
Well, what's interesting is that I've been a counselor with the Small Business Development Centers for 17 years. I've owned my own business since 1976. So between the experience of being owning my own business that I launched and have run all these years, plus on the counseling side, I've helped so many business owners. Like you, people walk in the door cold. I have no idea who they are and what their concerns are. But because I've done it for such a long time, I don't know, you begin to get a sense of the direction that you need to work somebody through. You probably are the same way.
Right.
But in the beginning, you didn't have that. It's over the course of years that you really learn.
Right. Now, it's interesting you mentioned the Small Business Administration because when I set up my practice, I worked with the SBA. I had a coach from the SBA, and that was really helpful to me in just putting a business plan together and setting targets in terms of income that I wanted to achieve in my practice.
Right.
And I tell people that, you know, to use the SBA and SCORE for that can be helpful.
It really is. It's amazing. We've had, since I've been, I work out of the Raritan Valley Community College, SBDC, with Small Business Development Center, which is funded by the SBA. There's a SCORE center there as well, but I don't know them, and I'm not sure what the scope of the work is that they do. At the SBDC, we have about 13 or 15 counselors, each of whom has several different areas of expertise. But when somebody walks in that door, I can ask them a few questions, and right away I've got a pathway that we can follow to help them out. And they leave with homework. But it always amazes me that I can figure out what they need to do.
Right. And I would say this, that after a while, there are certainly patterns in terms of clients who come in.
Right.
And there's always homework for mediation as well.
Yeah. So. Plus, like in my case, I have certain foundations that I think people have to be aware of, and I will present those foundations based on the nature of the work that they're doing or they wish to do. And it's amazing how it comes together. So I'm sure that the work that you do with your clients must be so wonderful. You probably get a lot of thank yous from them in the end.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I think when people are going through a divorce, they're so self-focused. They're not really conscious, unless they're unhappy with the service of you. But I think if I take a step back, because people who don't know what a divorce mediator is, I think it would be helpful to your listener base for me to explain that as a mediator, I don't make decisions for clients. I'm facilitating a dispute, whether it's helping them get divorced or there could be other issues in the family. And so I'm not, people say, are you fair? My role is to be impartial and to guide the clients through the process, but ultimately they make their own decisions. And I'm helping them with parenting time, figuring out how to share the time with the children after they separate or divorce, dividing the assets and liabilities from the marriage, and establishing a support plan so both parties can live a comparable lifestyle and move forward. At the same time, they're still using separate attorneys to review the agreements reached in mediation and do the paperwork for the divorce. So you're still having that protection of someone who represents or advocates for you as you mediate.
Yeah. And I would imagine your financial background really is valuable.
That's, I think, what differentiates me from a lot of people in the field. It's an interesting thing in that most people who come to this field of mediation are primarily attorneys. Two-thirds are attorneys. About 25% are mental health professionals. Mm-hmm. And then we have a splattering of other professions. And one of the reasons I felt I brought something different to the table was my financial background.
Yeah. That's really very, very good. Well, so I guess one of my questions is, how do you find clients?
Well, and you've got to find clients because people are getting divorced.
That's right.
And they're with me for a very short period of time. And the internet is really my best source of clients because nowadays when people are having a personal crisis, whether they need their gutters cleaned or they need a divorce mediator or they've got some type of illness, the first thing they go to is Google, right? That's true. So we're looking at websites and we're looking at people and we're wondering what's real, what isn't. And so I'm very fortunate. I've been on the web for a long time and I get a lot of referrals that way. But I also get referrals from satisfied clients. I get referrals from mental health professionals and from attorneys and from people I network with.
That's really good. Very, very good. Very nice. Well, we're going to take a break here. We have some of our sponsors that we need to hear from, and then I'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington, New Jersey at the Hunterdon Internet Radio Program. And my guest today is Andrew Giussani, who is the Divorce with Dignity Mediation Services owner and founder that was started in 1997 is when you started. And from what I've learned from you, you have a Wharton, an MBA from Wharton, and that your extensive experience working in the financial world does make you quite unique, as you mentioned earlier. And also in a survey in 2008, you were ranked in the top 20 family and divorce New Jersey mediators by NJBiz. So that's
nice. Right?
That's wonderful. And as I said, she and I met through BW Nice, which is a networking organization for businesswomen who are networking in charity and education. So you've been active in that group for a long time.
I'm actually one of the people who was there when it started. And interestingly, I had been friends with Diane when we were both members of BNI. And so she had this dream of a networking group with a difference, and her difference is the donations are made to charity, and there really is that charitable component. And so what I've been doing over the years is helping with the fundraising specifically for one of their events.
Right.
So,
were you influenced in your decision to get involved with that organization because you may have encountered clients who were in domestic disputes, the domestic violence issues?
Well, that's an interesting question, but actually, as a divorce mediator, we cannot mediate when there is a restraining order or when there may be domestic violence that provides an imbalance of power where people can't negotiate for themselves. So actually, it's somewhat the opposite. I liked it because it was a once-a-week networking event. It was very much no rules. Come when you want.
Yeah.
You know, not when you're 5 minutes late, you know, you're penalized. And
I hear you.
And it's a warm, welcoming environment. Yeah. And from my practice, the fact is I get referrals. And so, you know, it was that combination. I think it's really, you know, the domestic violence issue is a very important issue. And I've certainly done a lot of volunteer work in that. I've had a lot of training in it. But most of my training is really, to some degree, how mediators can recognize domestic violence so we don't take those cases. And as we're doing a case, if there's behavior that's of concern, when we need to really refer our clients to the legal process and not continue to mediate and also not to put ourselves in harm's way. So it's really a different view of of training and why we take training as mediators.
Huh. Interesting. So, you know, at one of the seminars that I attended, it was probably the Hunterdon Chamber does the Women's Summit every year. And one year there was a speaker, and I don't recall if she was an attorney or a counselor, but she talked about collaborative services for families. And so I was curious to know if you work with other professionals to help the couple through their issues.
Right. So there are different roads to get divorced, and there are different within dispute resolution. There is mediation. Well, negotiation has been a couple negotiates with themselves. And really, if people can do that, that's really ideal. The challenge sometimes is when they negotiate, some person has a little bit more knowledge of the law, and the agreements sometimes are not balanced, and sometimes they miss issues.
Yeah.
So in a mediation setting, and neutral is assisting the parties. Further down, there's collaborative law, where two attorneys work with the clients hand in hand to come up with a resolution. Now, both in collaborative law and mediation, we have outside experts who assist us. So, for instance, if my client's children are showing signs of distress and they need a child therapist, we'll refer them to that. If we need a financial planner, I might refer one of both parties to a financial planner. I frequently am making referrals to career counselors. My most frequent referral is to a mortgage broker, because during a divorce, either someone's buying or someone's selling.
Yeah.
They want to know, do I qualify to stay in the home? Am I going to be able to qualify for that mortgage? I'm making a lot of referrals to realtors. So there's a whole slew of people who assist, and of course the attorneys who are, we call them mediation-friendly attorneys, who assist the clients who through the legal process once they're done with mediation. So there is really a team approach to the divorce process.
Yeah. That's interesting. Now, obviously, we're all lifelong learners, and you're no exception. But I was wondering if there are changes or additions to the laws regarding divorce, and if so, how do you find out about those?
Right. So this is an evolving process. Even if you were to have been in a coma, you wake up, and you decide to just continue practicing, you're going to be rusty, because the laws have changed. There are new cases that change the way we look at this. For instance, relocation is one of the most emotionally difficult areas. You know, someone gets a job and they have to move to California. And that, if you go to court, they call that, you know, a relocation case. We mediate those, but we also mediate in the shadow of the law. And so the pendulum has swung now towards, you know, the idea that children need both parents, and the court has made it harder for parents to relocate. So that becomes the standard we mediate against. This is the biggest year for divorce in terms of changes to the alimony law. Really? And this has nothing to do with changing divorce law. This is a change to the tax law that if you're not really, you don't have a signed divorce agreement by 12/31/1/8, then if you get divorced after that, or you get a written agreement after that, you're no longer going to have the ability to tax deduct alimony. So it's a change in the tax law that is having a quantum, huge effect on divorce law. And so there's a rush right now for people who understand this is going to affect them for the rest of their divorce life if they don't get the divorce done this year.
Wow, that's interesting.
Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Everyone in my field is 20% busier than this time last year.
Is that so? Oh, my goodness. So here you're busier than ever, and yet, and within your industry, there's always, you're always looking for new clients. So you, that's keeping you really on your toes, I would think.
Right, it is. And, you know, what it allows you to do to some degree is just figure out in your practice where you want to direct it. Mm-hmm. It's fortunate, but I think a lot of people who are not aware of the change in the tax law will be in a panic come, you know, September, October. The people who are aware are there. And in a sense, it's a good thing because it's an impetus to get a settlement. People realize, if I don't get this settled this year, I've got a problem.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing people paying much more attention.
That's a challenging for them and for you.
Actually, it's a very positive in some ways because it's giving them a incentive to focus on settlement. This isn't letting this go is not going to be in their best interest.
Yeah. Wow. So the people that you mediate with, do they ever change their minds and decide that they don't want to get a divorce after all?
You know, very few do that. But when they do, it's intensely satisfying. But it's nothing I did. I just feel like no harm was done in the mediation process so that they were able to communicate in a polite way, respectful way, that the process wasn't destructive. So I've had a couple of couples end up not getting divorced, and they always call and let me know. And,
is that so? Yeah. Or do any of them decide they change their mind again and they come back again?
I haven't had that. I have recently had clients, because I have two offices, one in Hoboken and one out here, and they called me, and I was really glad for them. They had a child with special needs, and they both were very, you know, had a very good relationship with the child. And, you know, all marriages go through rough times, and sometimes people rush to get divorced when they just need a cooling off period. And I think that's what they needed.
Well, that's interesting. I'm aware of people that have children who have been very difficult to handle in families. And having looked, I just studied it a little bit, and there are a lot of families get divorces over the care of a child who is being very difficult.
Yeah, children, parents with special needs children have higher rates of divorce, and I think the only exception to that is parents of children with Down syndrome. And that divorce rate is actually very low.
Is it?
Right. And part of that is, I think, parents made a conscious decision, especially with prenatal testing, to have that child, and were prepared for
interesting
this. But in terms of, for instance, autism spectrum children, especially people higher in that spectrum, they never get any time off. I ask my clients who have special needs children, when was the last time you went out to dinner? When's the last time you went to a movie? And they said, you don't understand how hard it is to get a babysitter.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do have people who are babysitters, but it takes so much planning that it's too much work. But then after a while, they have, the only focus is on that child. They've lost the focus on a relationship.
Yes, it's sad. And today, the way families are so spread out, families don't stay together in certain communities, so they don't even have a support system probably to help out if there were any willing relatives.
Yeah. I mean, part of this is to find support systems in your community if you don't have family.
Yeah.
But sometimes, especially depending on the therapies you're using for your children, and they can be fairly intensive, that's lower on the rung in terms of importance until the marriage just feels like, you know, there's no life in it. And that's when people start addressing it. It's a very sad thing. And at the time, they're so involved in getting every therapy for their child. Some of these therapies are 80 hours a week, that, especially for very young children, they want to do early intervention.
Yeah.
But they got to set aside a little time for themselves.
Yes, they do. Yeah, interesting. One of the I've heard of situations where couples who have children, they decide to maintain the home that the child was raised in, and then the parents come and go. And so one week or whatever, 1 month, the father will stay in that house, and then he moves out and the mother comes in. Have you worked with any clients like that?
Well, that's what's called nesting.
Is that what it's called?
So nesting can work for short periods of time. And sometimes it's a nice transition rather than the kids having to go back and forth initially. But it can get pretty tiring pretty quickly, and there's always issues of privacy. So typically what will happen is either the parties will rent a separate apartment, and when one parent isn't with the children, they'll be in that other apartment, or each person has another place to go. They may go to their parents. And then what will happen is somewhere along the line, one of them or both of them will get a boyfriend or girlfriend, and this whole thing kind of starts to implode. But it works initially. It works till it doesn't work. And I'm not against the nesting, just so you know, but we all smile. I just did an agreement with nesting, and I bumped into the attorney, and she said, they're nesting. And I said, they're going to do it for 6 months. And I said, that's a good period of time.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the line, someone didn't unload the dishwasher, or they left the room.
That's true.
And and so there's a point it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
But, again, every client is different. Sometimes if you have two clients who have the same level of cleanliness or being neat or messiness, it can work. But if you can see people who have conflicts already, and maybe that was also a source of conflict in the divorce.
Well, that's a very good point. I can imagine.
If I were nesting, my husband would be complaining at the end when I came back.
I hear you. Well, we're going to take a break here for some news and weather, and then we'll come back again.
USA Radio News.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction.
Shortly after 2 o'clock Eastern Time, President Donald Trump with that announcement that the United States will leave the Iran nuclear deal. The president also had some news regarding the three Americans being held in North Korea.
Secretary Pompeo is right now going to North Korea. He will be there very shortly, in a matter of probably an hour. He's got meetings set up. We have our meeting scheduled. We have our meeting set.
This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
Well, you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business, and if I can bring up the weather, I'm going to share with you an extended forecast. Here it is. So there's a chance of showers on Thursday, so you're going to get out early on Thursday morning to do your outdoor work or whatever you have to do. Thursday night, there's a chance of showers again and thunderstorms before midnight, and it will be partly cloudy with a low of about 53 degrees. And then, let's see, on Friday, it's going to be sunny again with a high near 70 degrees. And, of course, this weekend is Mother's Day. So I believe we're going to have a nice Saturday and a good Sunday. Although late in the day, I think there's going to be Saturday will be a chance of showers at nighttime. So anyway, keep your umbrella handy just in case. So I'm having the pleasure of speaking with Andrew Giussani, who is the owner and founder of Divorce with Dignity Mediation Services. We've had a great conversation so far. And one of the things we were talking about during the break was that it's important to have a passion for your business. And as I've often heard it said, if you don't have a passion for your business, you might as well fold your tent. You have a passion for your business.
I love this.
And it shows. It shows. And you're helping an awful lot of people that probably would have been at a total loss as to what to do.
So really, in any, you know, if people ask me, because I have a 20-year-old son and my stepdaughter's nearly 30, that you really have to love what you do, and then you have to be good at it, and then there has to be a market for it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, and if you can get that intersection, then you're in the right place.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm very fortunate that I somehow zigzagged my way into this field. And part of the reason I like it is it's a problem-solving field, and it's also a field where there's a project with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
And I really like that. And one of my most satisfying things is when I've issued that final memorandum of understanding, and I file that paperwork away. It's like,
yeah, that is interesting. It's not the kind of work that goes on and on year after year, and with no end in sight.
No end in sight.
So
no,
I mean, that.
Well, the people do come back when they have conflicts, and that's one of the benefits of coming to mediation is you have the door open. You don't have to give a retainer. You pay me as you go.
Mm-hmm.
So if 3 years after the divorce, someone decides, look, I'm changing careers. I'm going to have a change in income. We need to come back and modify our support, or we need to maybe send our child to private school because they're not doing well, and we need to talk about how we're going to share the costs. You have a place that you can go to have that conversation if you can't have it on your own. And so,
that's good. You know, I was just thinking as a guerrilla marketing coach, we talk about communicating with customers as well as former customers or clients in order to get repeat and referral business. Now, if they come back to you as a repeat client, there's a comfort level by knowing you and being able to come back. And also, they may know people that would give referrals to you. But do you keep in touch with people after you've served them? Do they ever hear from you again?
No.
That's it.
No one wants to hear from their divorce mediator.
Okay.
and I really think that as much as we have to be careful with marketing, mm-hmm. that it isn't for our own benefit, right?
Yeah.
So I'm on the web. People know how to find me if they need me.
Yeah.
My website address has been the same for nearly as long as I've been in practice. I've been in the same locations. So I'm not keeping in touch with people.
Yeah.
But people people look at my websites afterwards. They refer. I think it's better that way for me. It doesn't look like
I'm... Yeah, sounds like it. You're not out there promoting yourself.
Yeah.
So I guess that also points up the fact that being involved in an organization gives you not only credibility, but you learn information through the organization. Plus, they must have a directory that you can be listed in.
I am listed on the BW Nice website. I'm also involved with New Jersey Association of Professional Mediators, which is our state mediation association. I'm a past president. I was president from 2005 to 2007. I have a hard time even thinking that that's over 10 years ago
that
I was president.
The time goes too fast for me, too.
But I'm the editor for their newsletter, and I'm the primary trainer for divorce mediation for them. So I continue to be very active in the association. But the Mediation Association is a great source for mediators throughout the state. So you're in Camden, you're looking for a mediator, it's njapm.org. And if you need training, njapm.org. If you want to understand the code of ethics for our profession, you can go there. So it's really a location that you can find when you need information about mediation in New Jersey. And it's not just divorce. We also have people who specialize in civil and business mediation.
Oh, okay. So they are a member of, they can also join this organization.
Right.
Because you have a lot of, like we talked about, collaborative support. Probably other people can join that organization.
Anyone can join New Jersey Association of Professional Mediators. Now, in order to be accredited, you need a certain level of training and experience. But we welcome new members. And since we're, in a sense, we're a field where people, this is a second or third career, a lot of times we are getting people to, who come in to say, I'm looking for a change.
And so they can make some decisions, some solid decisions, by getting involved in the organization.
Right. They can meet other mediators.
And get referrals and so forth. I, you know, because I've counseled probably thousands of people at this point, I always talk about trade associations for their industries. And I'm always amazed at how many people have no clue that there's a trade association for their type of business. I had a lady that came in one time who was just a an independent housekeeper, house cleaner. She had no idea that there's an association for them. Or I talked to somebody who was opening up a tea shop. Well, there's an association for them, too. And those associations can not only offer information that makes you more a viable participant in the industries, but also you can get those referrals. And for somebody who wants to do business with those kind of people, they can find those associations and find them listed. So it's amazing to me that people just don't know.
Yeah. You need to network with people in your field, not because it's going to bring you business, but you're going to share tips. You're going to become a better practitioner.
That's right.
And it's lonely, too. I mean, I'm a solo, so I need my community.
Sure you do, yeah. And when you can collaborate and work with others to serve a client, you're building, well, in B&I, they call it a power team. And so you have that opportunity to expand awareness for the services that you have to offer.
I think it's so many different things for different people. For instance, this morning I was at a peer group. So that's a group of mediators where we will talk to each other about our cases. We won't talk about clients' names. And we get help on how do I address, because I'm stuck. I don't know where to go on this case. You know, my client really needs to consult with an attorney, but I'm not able to convince him or her that they can do that. Or they're not bringing in the documents that I asked.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get tips from your colleagues on
that's good.
On how to move a case forward.
So there you are, the lifelong learner.
it's always. In fact, in my profession, if you're accredited, we have a requirement from a minimum of 10 continuing education credits a year.
Okay, very good. I'm going to break for some words from our sponsors, and then we'll come back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We're located in a beautifully restored, it's not quite done yet, but a beautifully restored, I guess it's a Greek Revival mansion. And we're going to be having classrooms and a real studio set up there, I'm hoping by the fall, maybe, I'm not sure. But if anybody would like to be interviewed, or if you have the name of someone who you'd like to have come to the program, please give me a call. My phone number is 908-832-9544. I own Russmore Mentoring Group, and I work with business owners to help them figure out what their game plan is going to be or should be in order for them to achieve their business goals and to stabilize the business, to grow it, and of course, profitability is a key thing there. If you don't make money, it's a hobby. So I help people that don't want to have a hobby. Andrew and I were just talking about. I asked her if she had a staff member, and you said you're a solo business owner,
control freak.
You're a control freak. Well, you do things the way you want, the way you see fit, and you obviously have to have a lot of energy to do that, and. By being involved with the networking groups and the association, it gets you out behind the desk so that you can have some learning opportunities and to share information and to help other people, which is great. But you also mentioned that you've had people that come in to mentor them.
Right. So there are a number of mentoring programs. The Mediation Association has what's called an apprenticeship program for new mediators who've just undergone training. Are linked with experienced mediators, and they mediate cases under the supervision of what's called an accredited professional mediator. So this is a really great program for the public to know about, because you're getting discounted divorce mediation because you're having the apprentice participate in the mediating your case, and I'm supervising that. So that is a program where the clients are paying really $150 an hour, which is a really discounted rate for divorce mediation services as a result of this program. And the new apprentice is getting trained. And as someone training, you're also gaining in that you're bringing up the next generation of mediators.
Absolutely.
And in the court process, in order to get on that court roster that I talked about, you also have to be mentored. So I'm a mentor in that program. So everyone who gets on that court roster has to be mentored for 5 hours in order to be on the roster.
Are there many people on the court roster?
Right. So I think that there are approximately 400 mediators in New Jersey. So in New Jersey, if you're going through a divorce and your case doesn't settle after what's called early settlement panel, you have mandatory economic mediation on the economic issues. And so if you don't mediate at the beginning of your case voluntarily and you're going through litigation, the court will still send you to mandatory mediation. And on the other side of that, if you don't settle the parenting issues, the court will usually hold mediation sessions within the court setting on parenting time. So even people who say, I'm never going to mediate, will end up mediating in New Jersey.
Yeah. So if you're doing a court-mandated mediation, do you actually go to a special place, or do they come to you?
They come to you. So that part of that program, as the mediators, I'm required to provide the first hour of preparation time and the first hour of session time free.
Okay.
After that, you charge your normal billing rate.
You do, yeah.
So people say, well, why should I pay for you to go privately when I'm going to go through the court program?
Yeah.
But by the time you're in that mandatory mediation, you've spent thousands of dollars on litigation fees. And the conflict, the effect of stress on your family, and the time that you've spent in that conflict is immeasurable. So you're better off starting in the mediation process from the beginning.
Well, when you think about the cost of living here in New Jersey and the fact that families have very little money saved, it's got to be tough for some of these folks.
Well, we see the numbers, and, the credit card balances are horrible. It's just terrible. And, you used to be able to write off interest on car loans. You can't do that anymore. And the interest rates on credit cards, 17%, 20%. This debt snowballs out of control. And I see families, some of them are going through bankruptcy the same time they're going through a divorce. They can't afford the legal fees.
Oh, that is devastating. That's pretty sad, actually. It's unfortunate. Well, I wanted to, I don't know whether it's a good time to ask you this question or not, but I was interested to hear a case study of a client that you may have, a couple that you may have worked with, and just get a sense of, what the issue was, what you were able to help them address, and then where they ended up.
All right. So I'm going to do two quick case studies because they're very different. The first is a couple with children, one in college, one who had finished college. Mm-hmm. Very educated, very intelligent clients. And they paid for their children's college with the wife's inheritance from the death of her mother. Right? And maybe there was $30,000 left of that inheritance at the point they came to mediation. And they're mediating. That money's spent, right? It's gone. And we're mediating the division of assets. Money that's commingled or spent, there's no credit for in a divorce. And as they're mediating, the husband tells me his mom is, not going to be on this earth a little bit longer, and he's looking at now getting inheritance from his mother. So we're looking at New Jersey law, which says his inheritance is his because it's an inherited asset. Her inheritance was spent on the kids.
Oh.
And so we're here in mediation where we know what the law reads, but we talk about fairness. My clients were very into being fair, not necessarily how the law reads. And we came to, they came, because I didn't, was that part of their resolution to say he felt it was fair for his ex-wife to get a portion of the mother's inheritance in consideration for the fact that she had used nearly her entire inheritance on the children. So that's a resolution you'd never get in court, right? It's just, right. So that's it's a good case study. It's the kind of thing that you see pretty frequently in mediation. And another case, if we have time, if you tell me when we're going to.
Yeah, we're going to be running out of time here, and I'll have to have you back so we can hear some more of this. It's fascinating. And all these things would not have happened in that case study if they hadn't worked with you because you were able to. They really communicate with them well.
I think the well would have been poisoned had they really focused on the law rather than what their ultimate goal was, to come to a fair settlement so that they could, even though they weren't going to be married anymore, feel that they treated it with each other fairly and that they're still going to have post-divorce grandchildren together. They're going to have to see each other.
That's right. Yeah, interesting. Well, this has been very interesting, and I'd like you to share with the with our listeners your phone number, your email address, the locations of your practices, so they can make some notes. Because I tell them, make sure you have a pencil and paper handy when you're listening.
So that's really nice of you to do that. So my first name is Anju, A-N-J-U, Jasani. I'm easily Googleable, but my website is dwdmediation.org. Okay. Divorce with Dignity, dwdmediation.org. And I have offices in Hunterdon in Clinton, downtown, and I'm also in Hoboken, where I started my practice. And I'm crazy enough to drive across the state. So 3 days a week I go into Hoboken, then 2 days a week I'm in Clinton.
Oh, my goodness.
I say I live on Route 78.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll live longer on Route 70.
I hope so. Yeah, today's the traffic was terrible in there, I understand. Yeah.
And let me give you my phone number. It's 908-303-0396. And it's really been delightful and a lot of fun. You do make it fun to be on your show. So if anyone's listening and wants to be a guest, really do it.
Well, I always ask people to recommend people that should be coming on here, and I haven't been getting any recommendations. But the good news is I find people at networking events. That's where I find most of the people. I belong to the chamber group, chamber, of course, and then BW Nice, and also BIG, Believe, Inspire, and Grow for women. That draws younger women who are new entrepreneurs, whereas the BW Nice people, there's more people that have real jobs there, as well as entrepreneur entrepreneurs, and they are quite a wide range of ages. So, and of course, I love going to these meetings because you have opportunities to learn. I believe that you go first of all to learn something, learn how to help people, and then you begin to share what you do and what kind of clients you might be looking for. So I think there's I teach a class on networking, actually. So I have this little formula that I like to recommend. But I want to thank all of you for listening to our program today. Andrew, it's been really, really interesting. I'd love you to download the file off of the Teachable Moments in Business on the Facebook page, and you can listen to it again. Please share it with your friends, and you'll find the sound link on the archives on the Chamber of Commerce website. So please tell people about us. And again, if you would like to be here or you have topics that you would like us to cover, you're welcome to call me. My phone number is 908-832-9544. Or you could send me an email. It could be teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So thank you very much. Have a great week. And I'll see you next week. We have another surprise guest coming. Bye-bye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction.
President Donald Trump announcing earlier today that the United States would be pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, once again keeping a promise that he made when he was candidate Trump. The president explains why he made the choice to pull out of the deal.
After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said today that he wants the parameters of an interview
and end the hardship its members may have faced only reinforces the need for legal immigration to the United States.
The reality is that you have vulnerable people in Central America who are struggling and suffering in difficult circumstances, who are being exploited by open borders advocates who have people march thousands of miles up the peninsula to come to our southern border. By changing the laws, by building a wall, we'll send a deafening message that the United States of America is open to legal immigration.
Pence was speaking there to Fox News. Several are feared dead after a high-rise building in Brazil collapsed in flames a short time ago. At least one person is confirmed dead at that tower in Sao Paulo this morning, where nearly 200 firefighters are still battling the flames. The 26-story tower has been occupied by squatters, and witnesses say they heard people screaming for help before the building collapsed. And Twitter is working with NBC.